Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Three, two, one. Hello.
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 You're not available because you have a mouthful of fucking nuts? No. Is that the problem?
Mouth-o-nuts.
Sorry. I didn't know we were sorry right away.
Hold on. What? Did you not hear me just say to Blitz, tap the window and we'll go 5 seconds after that?
I know.
You couldn't have strategically timed what you're going to have in your mouth and clear your palate? So
I just wanted to put nuts in my mouth.
So this is the kind of shit that brings you down. Within our whole little pecking, within our own little world here.
But you know when you have just like one bite left and you can't control yourself?
Trust me, Anna, I do know what that's like.
I was
going
to say.
Have you seen me?
Yeah, I think we would all agree
yeah. that I have a problem with wanting to get that last couple 50 bites in. Yes. Yes, Anna, I do know.
I'm sorry, that's what happened. One. I felt like I was possessed by the devil.
You're possessed by the devil. You know, and the thing about it is, today's show was all about my fucking abscessed gum.
Yeah.
With what's the Akko's going to do for Thanksgiving kicker mm-hmm. and all that kind of bullshit. But we didn't really get into because I know your weekend started out brilliantly Friday.
Yes, like, it was just a jam-packed weekend,
and it
Holy
was a
balls.
Great vibe too.
Like, it really was
a really good
yeah.
vibe.
Friday was just a good vibe. We had a. You know, usually when I have that many people in here, I'm a little bit irritated. And mm-hmm. I gotta say, I've had my big boy pants on, and I wasn't, you know.
No, and even with an abscessed tooth, you were still really great.
Yeah, and Lummy was great, and Anna, your music was unfucking believable.
Awesome.
How was your ear with like everything going on that night?
It will hurt.
Okay.
My ear starts hurting, Lummy, about Thursday. So you watch, like, we're only working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. By Monday I'll be like, fuck, my ear's perfect.
But yeah,
then I'll do a bunch, whatever. Don't worry about my ear.
Yeah, so, Lummy.
I'm just
worried
checking
about my eyelid
herpes. Kronberg. Yeah.
What? You're checking what?
No, I was worried about my carnival barking during 199. I know
no,
it really
Lummy,
bothers it.
Stop. It does not.
Nothing. No, I meant it bothers your ear.
It bothers everyone's ear.
Lummy's just trying to like shoestring him into some kind of bullshit here. Like right. I have no idea what the fuck you're doing.
That's why I only asked about your ear. I just asked.
My ear is fine till further fucking notice. Stop worrying about shit.
Yeah, he's got lid herpes.
I got eye herpes. And Blitz, you know the thing about, I don't know what kind of medicine Dan's going to get, but I'm probably getting some type of antibacterial fungus fucking bullshit. And
antiviral.
It's probably like a herpes deal.
Yep.
And I'm going to go down to Publix, and they're going to like, Bubba's got herpes.
The perp got herp.
But I don't. Well, I do. I got eyelid herpes.
It's okay.
But here's the deal. No, I didn't. And I have not been face-fucked. A lot of people, I saw some people saying, oh, man, you know, fucking Bubba got a hold of some bad fucking pussy and rubbed it all over his face. Well, one, why is it on my elbows? Because I don't fuck a bitch with my elbows.
Well,
cul-de-sac Jones.
And two.
Put it in there.
It's not called the one elbow cul-de-sac Jones.
And two, I've been through this drill before. I've had this two other times.
Right.
And the doctor determined that it's when I'm really stressed on its nerve endings. And why my body, but I tell you one, Blitz, if you're going to have herpes, you might as well have it on the eyelid than the cock.
Yeah, or the mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like I say, hey, Blitz, you want to get herpes of the cock? Or do you want to get herpes of the eyelid?
Well, neither, but I guess eyelid if I had to choose.
Yeah.
I mean, you can write that off as something else. Like,
right.
Oh, I have some eye virus.
Like if you're with a girl,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, you could say, oh, I've got eye shingles.
Right, hold on. Yeah. You could, because that's what I got.
Yeah.
I got fucking
also known
eye shingles.
As eye herpes.
I could be with a girl. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I got eye shingles.
Are your eyes open? Can you open them again?
No, they're open.
Oh, sorry.
It's my eye shingles gives me another lid.
Oh.
And so anyway, I got eye shingles.
Yeah.
So I have to take this Valtrex.
Oh.
Valtrex?
Isn't that for herpes?
Well, it technically is, but I don't have herpes of the penis.
Can I see your penis?
Sure.
Just to make sure?
I mean, you can take it all around the farm here.
This is why I have a problem with hanging out with just women. They're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know how to act right anymore.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm trying to give head on to my, I'm going through a give head high spot with my boss, but I don't want to give him head, and I don't give head.
Right.
But I do, giving head high spots on the air.
That's what I do.
So, I mean, Blitz, like, if you're with a girl and she pulls your pants down and she sees these type of sores on your penis, that's fucking, you know, not good.
I would hope that she would not continue.
Yeah, and I would hope that if you had these on your penis, that you would tell, hey, I got some fucking, you know.
Yeah, wait till you see what I got.
Yeah.
What you got?
Give me what you got? Salami, I'm going to be honest with you. If Dan had not absolutely gave me the most orgasmic relief in my gum abscess popping, I was going to give you the strap based on how fucking hard you worked
on Saturday.
Thank you.
I mean, you were in a whole nother gear.
Yeah,
plus, I got to see little Wilbur.
Yeah,
that's right.
Everybody did.
I didn't get a hold of him because I was dirty.
Oh, and we were all dirty, yeah.
No, but like, you know, I understood, like the girls, OFF was there, Iggy's girl was there, the Crick was there. So the girls got to hold a baby. Man, bitches just fucking melt when they hold babies.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone.
Yeah,
I held one this weekend.
You did?
Yeah.
You're like, get this little fucking kid out of my...
I was like, yeah, whatever.
I got to tell you, Lummy, I know everybody says they have the cutest fucking baby because babies are cute. And, you know, if it's your baby, you're thinking it's a fucking...
It's the cutest
fucking baby in them. I will tell you this, Lummy. Your little baby is cute as fuck.
Well, thank you. I think the same thing.
In fact, I think I screamed out.
You did.
Lummy, this ain't your fucking kid.
Yeah. You said, there's no way that's your fucking kid.
That is a beautiful little baby.
He is.
He is so fuck, and he's a good little guy.
Yeah, he's just happy all the time.
He is. And I got
back on the tit.
I was so, like, maybe I'm getting older, but I was really starting to take it personal because I was really wanting to see that. I just want to see what you made, Lummy. Like, you've been with me for a long fucking time, and this is kind of like a dad experience where I'm proud of my boy.
Well, that's why we kind of...
Tyler, don't get any fucking ideas, you hear me?
We kind of did it that way, too, with their, you know, a lot of the, you know, fresh, you know, guys were going to be there, so they could all see the baby.
You could just do it, get it all done one time.
Yeah.
But Ashley hung out for a while, and I think little Wilbur, I don't think he got on the tit there, did he?
No. She just fed him some formula.
Pre-squoze tit?
Yeah. Some mixed stuff.
OFF was holding it, and it was like, oh, she was looking at Travis for another one.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
I don't think Travis is in the, I don't, well.
Why not?
I recommend not having kids. Listen, well, I mean, here's the thing. I had Tyler, and he was so beautiful and such a great little boy. I got a vasectomy immediately thereafter. But like single kids, you know, only children are not. They're great as long as you know how to, you know, raise them up the right way.
Yeah, that's it. It's one and done.
Yeah, don't have any more.
Oh
fun.
No, we're one and done. Ashley was a single kid, so she knows how to handle it. We're one and done.
And you were not a single kid, and we know how fucked up that is.
Yeah, exactly.
Anna's not a single kid, and that's fucked up. I'm not a single kid, but I'm not fucked up.
I think it's important, though, to have a sibling.
I kind of
teaches you the concept of sharing.
You need to have two kids. You can tell
who's an only child. They're kind of assholes. Not everyone, not Ashley, but most of my single, only children friends that I was friends with growing up, they're kind of assholes.
There's two kids out of touch. There's
the
two kids you can always tell. It's the single sibling kids and the homeschoolers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, okay, the homeschooling. Yeah.
That's
I will tell you this.
That gives kids autism.
Blitz, I will tell you this. Fucking Hootie and Baby are not happy with us as daddies at all.
Okay.
Because Big Red brought his big monstrous.
He brought
Atlas.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Hold on now.
What?
Now, Blitz, are you familiar with Atlas?
Of course.
That motherfucker, you could like ride him.
Yeah.
He's a Great Dane.
Yeah.
And he's big as fuck. Yeah. And he's powerful as fuck.
He's goofy.
He's goofy as fuck, just like Big Red. And so Big Red's wife, not a fan, and Little Red show up Saturday here at the construction deal. And here comes fucking Atlas. Now, I love Atlas. Well, every dog we've thrown in the goat pen, they kind of like, they don't really fucking chase the goats too much.
Colt used to chase the shit out of them.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Well, but Colt got a little bit older, and Colt couldn't really get the fucking giddy up sticks, like, you know.
Well,
like
the problem with Colt was Colt would chase him up to the top of their deal, and then like they would jump off, and Colt would chase after him and jump off. So I couldn't let him in there anymore.
Yeah, well, Atlas did too, and fucking jumping off ain't no big deal to that motherfucker.
No.
So he comes in, Atlas comes in with both those fucking goats. You got to understand, they've never had any interaction with they don't have any fuck. They think this thing's a monster.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have any fuck idea.
Nope.
And this is a Great Dane.
Shit.
I bet you on his hind legs, he's as tall as Blitz.
No way.
At least.
For real?
Yeah. That monster. It's a monster.
He's probably 6'5 on his hind legs, he's 230 fucking pounds. Yeah,
and he's fucking fast.
And he's fast as fuck. So Blitz, we send him in there, and he's only 2 or 3 or 4 years old. He's like a little puppy.
Yeah.
He still wants to fucking straight get after it. He starts chasing these goats.
Oh, I can't wait to see that video.
I didn't have any.
Oh.
I fucked up.
I'm looking at, like, huge dogs.
And hold on. And so Blitz, he actually takes a couple nips on their hindquarter. Now, you got to understand, these two baby-ass goats, they have never had anything like this before.
Mm-mm.
They're running around like Walter Payton trying to do cut moves and shit, and they can't get away from this motherfucker. And oh my God! So all day after Atlas left, they just stood up on the very top looking for that monster.
Yeah. I bet.
All day.
Well, when you called me over too, I remember Hootie just looked at me like, and I just said, I can't do anything. Yeah. And he's like, "Fuck you."
And Hootie's really fucked because you're like, I got my son here, so he's first, you know.
Yeah.
And then I got fucking this. And you got to think these goats. All they know is they got this big fucking thing that's trying to bite them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were cutting through, and I've never seen them run that fast, and he was running them down.
Yeah, he was.
He could close that ratio quickly. It was so funny. I wish I would have had videotape
of it. Yeah, funny.
But people could look at it as like being cruelty to animals. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, oh, Wubba's got a big fucking 6'5" Great Dane in there fucking with the goats.
Well, it was fun.
That's what the goats need.
Yeah.
And the goats need more of that, so they appreciate us more when we roll in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, these guys are cool as fuck. I'm going to, you know, be their buddies. Not this fucking monster they sent in.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know that we can't get much more out of the Get Fresh crew, but I know we got 5 projects to go before bar party, including the Hall of Fame wall.
Oh, yeah.
That's the next thing I'm going to have to do is the Hall of Fame wall. But, man, that fucking go at shanty shit. More importantly, I don't know how much longer it's just going to stand. One of these days, the goats are going to run up in there, and it's just going to fall over, and they could get hurt.
I was talking with Red about it.
It could be like the people in the Miami condo. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
they're up
shit.
There fucking hanging out. Next thing you know, the whole thing collapses on them.
Comes tumbling down.
Yeah.
Red and I took a look when you were with Dr. Dan, and we noticed that, you know, there were some spots, but it's still pretty good, like structural-wise standing.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm saying to withstand it for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
all we
got
to
sure.
do, Lummy, is just take what we got and just, it doesn't have to be that big. You can just have a little ramp and then one little thing and one little thing. Like, you've made it, you know, you've taken your single wide and like put, like hooked on five trailers onto it.
Exactly.
You got a 5 wide, when really you just got 5 single willies that you cut the fucking sides out and, you know, glued them together.
And Wolf said he'd help out doing that too, because he gets some of like the 4x4s.
Wolf brought his little bullshit mini bike over here.
Oh, he blew him off.
Yeah.
And you know, Tate has the black one. You know, that thing's fast. If you can keep it running, it's fast as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know how, I think it'll go 50.
It will.
And it gets there pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you first start it and it's still real cold, it'll pop the tire off the fucking front end.
No question.
And so he brings this fucking, have you seen his chopper mini bike?
Yeah, because he brought it here a few weeks ago for you to see it.
Yeah. So we went down to the park and then over to the FBI building and like, man.
Oh, you guys had like moped day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got a video.
It wasn't moped day. It was like moped 20 minutes.
Okay.
And he blew him out of the water.
Yeah. That thing looks uncomfortable to ride.
Oh, no shit. And he wanted to ride it downtown around.
When you ride our Zumas, man, they're fucking, I mean, yeah, they're from 04.
Oh, because he's got a ruckus, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I'd run, can you imagine me on a ruckus? Have you seen those fucking things?
Yeah, they're cool.
I mean, I sent you a video of...
Of me?
Both of you guys leaving.
Where's it at?
I just sent it to Anna right now.
My, like, text?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Let's put it up on our Instagram.
Yeah. There was some stuff that I just, wanted to make sure it was all clear after I cut it down.
What?
Studley Wolf. I'm a little bit obsessed with this bitch. I'm a little bit this one right here.
Me?
I'm upset.
Oh my God, Bubba.
What? I'm upset. This was it, Lena Perez.
Yeah.
Lena Perez.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking upset. Like.
She's a very talented dancer.
Oh, she's dancing?
Yeah.
Wow.
What a dumper.
Excuse me? Noise.
Oh, nice. She's a cowboy.
Mm-hmm. I think she's from Miami, isn't she, Lummi?
Miami.
Yes, she is. Miami.
Does she speak English?
Oh, who I don't cares? Even know.
Just asking.
How about this action here?
How can
you live with yourself? I feel like you wouldn't like that.
No, I do not like. I do not like that at all. Like,
that looks fake. That looks fake as fuck.
That is fake. That's fake and stupid as fuck. That's implant, Willie, is what that is. That's fucking ridiculous. Get off my fucking screen.
You mad?
Well, that bitch is ridiculous.
Back to Lena.
Hold on.
You need to put your headphones in and go for a walk and get a coffee. And feel like, you know, you're in a fucking movie. You need to put your
I'm gonna make you pop like that.
You need to put your headphones in.
Like you're flying private. There'll probably be a dick in your mouth too soon if you're getting on some
what's
guy's
wrong with that?
Jet. I would
horse.
Think so.
Yeah, she better be.
Home Depot. If I saw that at Home Depot.
Wow.
What's up with all these asses? I'm not into big asses.
I am not either.
What?
Nope.
She doesn't have a huge ass. She had a very nice body.
No, the one girl did though.
Oh yeah.
I'm not into the big asses.
Nope.
I'm into the little ass.
That's a nice ass.
No, that's too big.
It's too big.
What?
Yes, it's too big.
The one at the Home Depot was too big?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, there's my girl.
Even that girl's got too big of an ass sometimes.
Yeah,
yes, she does.
Yeah, this girl's got too big of an ass.
No fucking way.
Absolutely.
Hold on, look at this.
That's too big.
It's on the verge sometimes.
It's on the verge of being too big.
No fucking way.
Anna, don't tell us about fucking liking asses.
You know, her ass is perfect.
No, it's not. It's too big.
It's too big.
It's on the verge.
Why are you so obsessed with her?
She's got too much dump in her dumper.
Because I'm looking at her fucking camel toe pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, we can say whatever. I'm looking at that fucking pussy.
That's foop.
I'm looking at that fucking pussy. Look at that. Look at that sniz.
Mm-hmm. Fucking delicious.
She's got that fucking gap.
That gap.
She's got that gap.
Yes.
That's what us guys are looking for. That
fuck
gap.
Yes.
Look at that. That meaty ass pussy.
Mmm. Boing, boing,
boing. Ew. Stop saying that.
Meaty pussies go.
Fuck yeah, they are.
Tyler, take your headphones off.
Tonight. Just kidding. My new catchphrase is, I don't give a fuck. She get the whiff
Tyler's worried home. About ordering race car parts. You don't care about that.
That's too big, Anna.
That's too big.
It's not
yes.
too big.
Yes, it is.
Look at that snatch.
Yeah. Not big enough.
Turn that shit around, girlfriend.
What do you think about her tits? Too big or good?
Too big.
Yep.
So her ass is too big and her tits are too big?
Yep.
Tits are too big, ass is too big.
Yep. Más rápido. Pussy not big enough.
There you go. Ass too big. Pussy's
not big
enough.
Yep.
Pussy. So you guys are insane.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, these are pigtails.
I'm a sucker for pigtails.
Hell yeah.
See, those tits look too fucking big.
Yeah, they are.
And, bitch, she got your real
skills. Is that a gym right there? That's a nice little gym.
I thought it was who cares? Who cares?
Who cares about what?
She has skills.
I don't care.
Can she read? Can she write? Who gives a fuck?
Who cares?
Exactly. That's what I said.
What the fuck you need to read and write for?
Exactly. That girl's too thick for you. You don't like her.
Yeah, you bitches.
You don't
need
like
to...
that girl. She's too thick.
I don't like that big
ass. I know
ass.
Your type. No. I know your type. That's not your type.
It shouldn't be anyone's type.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Bitch.
What?
I don't know.
Now see, her ass looks pretty good there.
Mm. That's what you're going
to
do.
Yeah. Well, you haven't taught me or told me what I got to do it or when Sponge, I'm supposed to practice. When I'm supposed to practice.
Your ass is too big, Sponge.
And your tits are too big.
So if you're a bitch like this, all you got to do is just roll around and just do yes, hot Bubba. Fucking bitch videos.
All you got to do is that. Get a Bang Energy drink, drink it, and make fucking dollars. She looks great there. She's very talented young woman.
Yeah, she's got
that skills.
Whatever.
I'm sure like she's great to have a conversation with.
I don't know if I like her anymore.
I'm sure she has an opinion on Kyle Rittenhouse that you want to hear.
Kyle, what?
Now, hey, I'll tell you what I got a problem with, and I don't know if I bet you NASCAR does not address this.
Oh, the Bubba Wallace.
But
thing.
I have a problem with fucking Bubba Wallace and what he said.
He's back for more.
I got what a problem. Like, Blitz, if I'm NASCAR, I'm going to tell Bubba Wallace, hey, Bubba Wallace.
What did he say? I missed
we,
it.
We saw. Oh, he's mad as fuck yeah. about the Rittenhouse. Find it for me, Lummy.
Oh, wow.
Surprise.
He would have gotten life or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just know before we paraphrase and say it incorrectly, let's get it and do exactly what he said. But Bubba Wallace can fuck off.
Let the boy be black, and it wouldn't. Make it a Black it would have Friday been life.
With up to 70% off.
Hell, he would have had his life taken before the bullshit trial. Hold on,
here,
sad.
Hold on here. Beep, beep. Hold on.
Oh, this is just if you scroll down, like it just has a little thing.
What?
It's a whole thing.
NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace says Kyle Rittenhouse, who was found not guilty on Friday of murder for killing two people and wounding another at the protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin last summer, would have gotten life in prison if he were black.
You don't fucking know that.
Rittenhouse argued that he was attacked by protesters and was acting in self-defense when he shot a man with an AR-15 while prosecutors tried to frame Rittenhouse as the instigator in the shooting. The protests were taking place over a police shooting of Jacob Blake, who is black. Rittenhouse faced 5 charges and was found not guilty in all of them. Here's what Bubba Wallace said. Ha, let the boy be black and it would have been life. Hell, he would have had his life taken before this bullshit trial. Sad. Dear Bubba fucking Wallace,
mm-hmm.
We as NASCAR support you wholeheartedly in every end in the diversification program and in the Talladega bullshit. And, you know, with the Confederate flag being no longer being able to be displayed at NASCAR events and all the other things that NASCAR has proactively done to make the sport more diverse. I have no problem with that. Well, I got some problems with it, but, you know, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Right. I'm sure NASCAR immediately came out and said they're going to give him sensitivity training, right?
Right, right.
Right?
You know, so no? You go out and you say this. You say this on a trial that was conducted in Kenosha.
Hell, remember he had that bullshit noose thing that was not a noose. It was obviously a garage pull handle that everybody knew that. And that was all started by him.
And not only that, Blitz, but the FBI got involved. The FBI.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't NASCAR fucking no, this was the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigations got involved to investigate the potential Talladega noose garage handle deal so that it was the fucking right ruling,
mm-hmm.
that it was seen by, you know, non-biased and non-judgmental eyes and that it was fucking ruled correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And they ruled that those had been around for years and mm-hmm. that the new garage doors and hardware that were put in over a year ago were all tied the same way.
Yeah.
All the garage handles that had been in they were changing out the garage doors and they had it like every year they would change out X amount of garage doors.
Yeah.
And the company that changed out like, I don't know, 25 or 30 garage doors had changed. Way they tie their ropes for the pull handle.
Well, I think what happened was when the garage people came in and put new handles, but you know, they do the thing where like it's a little T handle plastic deal and then the rope goes through the middle of it and you tie a knot in it.
Right.
Well, those broke like right away. So the guys in the garage just fastened a loop in it.
Right.
You know, because the T handles broke.
And it had been there for a year.
It'd been there for a while. And other garages around there had the same loop to pull.
And so NASCAR kind of swept that underneath, because remember NASCAR came out and be like, we're going to stay with him, and said all the drivers pushed his car down for so diversity and all this bullshit.
Oh, Christ.
Well, when he gets out and does this stuff, first of all, if I'm Michael Jordan, and that's who he drives for.
Yep.
If I'm Michael Jordan.
Because of Hamlin.
I take Bubba Wallace aside as a fellow black man, and I go, I'm Michael Jordan, and I've obtained a lot of success in my career. And I think that this isn't the right look for us to be able to attract sponsors.
What do you mean? And does he sponsor
Michael
Bubba
Jordan? Michael Jordan.
He's a part owner.
Michael Jordan owns the team.
He's involved in NASCAR.
Yeah, because he was friends with Hamlin, and like they were like partners, and so Hamlin kind of talked him into
strange, but okay.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, Michael Jordan regrets it right now, because you're not going to make any money. I mean, you might.
You don't hear anything from him, like, about being woke or anything.
Yeah, because he's a smart business person.
Because he's a smart.
Yep, he just
does
business.
You never see Michael Jordan, Shaq, Charles Barkley. You never see him get involved into this society.
Well, Charles Barkley does from time to time. But he makes jokes about it, and it's funny.
But Charles Barkley usually gives you the fucking, this is
absurd. Why did you write a check?
This is absurd, and everybody needs to calm the fuck down. That Charles Barkley is usually kind of on the common sense side of things.
He is, yes. Commonsensical man.
He's not in the woe's me.
Or woke bullshit.
No, he's not into that, any of that. Neither is Shaq, neither is Dr. J, neither is Michael Jordan.
There was a guy, East Cantor for the NBA, that recently, I think that a day ago, called out Jordan for not doing anything for the black community. He only cares too much about his shoe sales all over the world.
Who gives a fuck?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Michael Jordan cares about. It's Michael Jordan to care about Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan has his own family and friend, like his businesses. I don't give a fuck. Nobody needs to be a spokesperson for anybody. Everybody needs to do their own shit and stop worrying about who you think should be doing your shit for you. Who's this?
That's the NBA guy.
Speaking of NASCAR, you didn't talk about Tony Stewart yet either.
What's up with that?
He got married yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
No.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he got married.
In Mexico or Hawaii?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
That's kind of a rib, getting married in Mexico. Do you know why?
Why?
Because his former fiance, Penelope, was from Mexico.
Right.
I didn't even see the news story. Will you send it to me?
Something on J-Ski and a couple other NASCAR sites. It was on Marco Andretti's Instagram.
There must have not been two. I know Sumo wasn't there. How big of a ceremony was it?
I don't know. Let me look.
At least LeBron James is going out there. And
you sent me a link? Let me
get the video.
I don't have it. It's just like a saying and get married.
Tony Stewart weds Leah Pruitt in Mexico.
Hold on, let me send you. I'll send you
the video. A video if you go down on his Instagram.
Mommy.
Right there.
Yeah, there you go.
I was trying to get to you quick.
Oh, it sounds like
looks like a lot of people were there.
Yeah. A lot of people were there.
Wow.
I wasn't invited.
Sumo wasn't there either?
I think Sumo was invited.
Oh.
But said, God, I ain't going down here. Fuck it. Congratulations, Smiz.
Yeah, exactly. I can't believe Sumo didn't go.
Oh, Sumo ain't going. I'm in the middle of building a goddamn house right now. You think I'm going to the fucking minute? Plus, Sumo didn't want to fly on down.
Oh, he's got a crick too, doesn't he?
Yeah, Sumo's all cricked up.
Okay.
All cricked out.
He's all cricked up. Yeah, Tony ain't going to have Bubba Clem there. Tell you that right now. What's this guy? Michael Jordan's not doing enough for the Blacks? For the,
yeah, he's an NBA player now.
Please, LeBron James is going out there and, you know, being the voice of all those people who are oppressing, you know, in America.
Who's
but
this guy?
Michael Jordan has not done and anything for the Black community because he cares too much about his shoe sales.
Keep fucking with Michael Jordan there, no-name fucking no-name NBA guy.
Where is he from?
Keep fucking with it. Keep fucking with Michael Jordan. We'll see where that gets you.
All over the world and America, so I feel like
he looks like Colton. He looks like a 7 foot Colton.
Yeah. To call out these athletes and not be scared of who they are.
I know. I imagine a lot of people in the Black community would disagree with that, and we'll have to put those allegations, those strong allegations that you just made.
Whereas please, Taiwan is not LeBron China. Or
what makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have, or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Going out there, and you know,
what's this guy saying?
It's all about making political statements.
Yeah.
LeBron?
No, this guy.
Oh.
Cantor.
I'm kind of LeBroned out, to be honest with you.
He's annoying.
Like LeBron.
He's fucking annoying. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know shit about anything. And then
he tries to get all up in people's shit.
Yeah. He's just a woke piece of shit.
Whoa.
He is. Is he not?
No, he is.
He is.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't have any allegiance to him. He is. He's talking about Kyle. Everyone who's like, oh, he got off. Justice wasn't served. It was a jury of his peers.
Yeah.
Do you know more than the jury? Were you there for fucking 2 weeks listening to everybody's goddamn testimony over and over and over again? What if someone comes at you with a fucking skateboard in the head? What are you supposed to do? Just be like, oh, let me take it. Bitch, please. Swerve, hoes.
So what did you do? So Friday night, you set yourself up for a great weekend.
Yes, I did.
And then Saturday?
Saturday was a mixed bag. The morning was great. First half of the day was great. Second half, not so much.
What do you mean?
It's just dealing with I've been trying to book a flight. And it was just a big fucking mess.
You mean
the details are boring.
Go see your mama?
Yeah, the details are
boring. Hold on. The details are boring. We're on a fucking podcast. Can it get any more boring than this bullshit?
Yes, it can. If I tell you what was happening with me trying to book the flight and then I had to cancel some shit. And it was just a big fucking mess. So I dealt with that for 4 hours. And then Sunday was great. It was I had brunch for 7 hours, so I was just I started drinking and
well,
didn't
hold
stop
on.
Drinking.
So you're saying early on Saturday you're doing good, you're feeling good. I'm assuming you probably went to go work out or some bullshit.
I did my longest fast ever, Bubba.
You did?
Yes, 21 and a half hours. Almost 22. Yeah. I ate dinner here at 7:30 and then I didn't eat again till 5 p.m. on Saturday.
So you ate here at
7:30 p.m. and then I didn't eat again till 5 p.m. the next day. And I was totally fine. I wasn't even that hungry. And I was like, fuck yeah, that's awesome. So that was cool.
So that was that. So you opened up Saturday that way.
Yeah.
Longest fast in the history of your fasting
had
deal.
Had a bomb ass workout, lifting some heavy ass weights, just going hard in the paint. Feeling great.
And so that is
Saturday.
That's Saturday.
Then it was the whole me trying to. Then I'm like, oh, let me just book my flight really quick.
Yeah, but 10 minutes. You'd be fucking yo, right?
Nope. 4 hours later of, on and off the phone with people. Shit wasn't working. Then they weren't refunding me for cancellation, making me jump through all these goddamn hoops. Nobody could help me on hold for half an hour and then the call drops. Just shit like that. That just ruins your day. It makes you want to kill people.
All right.
Dealt with that.
So that's Saturday night.
Yeah, and then I went out a little bit Saturday night. And
where?
I went to Tampa with my friend and
oh, my God.
Where in Tampa?
What time? Hold on. What time?
It was Curtis Hickson.
What time did you go to Tampa on Saturday?
I probably left around 8 p.m.
Oh, okay. Because when I was driving to Dan's at 15 till 4,
yeah.
I thought for sure I saw you on 275.
No, okay. That wasn't me.
Oh, did you go to the Winter Wonderland thing?
Like by accident, kind of.
Hold
but
on. Saturday night, 8 o'clock. You go where?
I went to
Curtis Hickson Park.
Yeah, I
by
went
yourself.
To go, no, I went. I shouldn't have gone, but I was supposed to hang out with a different friend, and then
friend.
Yeah, a girl.
What?
And then
I'm confused.
She a girl, was, a girl, and a girl, or a girl and her significant other.
No, just like a girl, and she was going to go out, I think, but it didn't work out. So I was talking to my other friend in Tampa, and she's like, "Oh, come out to you know Tampa. Me and you know my fiance were out, and who I know well, you know pretty well." And I said, "Oh, well, am I infringing on date night? Like, I don't want to do that." And she's like, "No, no, come out." And then when I was out, he was not happy I was there, and then I felt bad.
What do you mean?
Like
you and him didn't vibe?
No, it's just I was taking her attention away from her, obviously. But instead of trying to like engage in the conversation we were having, he said, quote, "Ugh." And I was like, I just looked at him. And I'm like, should I leave?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what were you guys talking about?
We were just talking about whatever. What's that? Whatever's going on in our lives. Nothing crazy.
Well, I'd go, wah.
But he was just annoyed, and he was drunk.
Just annoyed of your...
Yeah,
because he thought it was going to be him and his fiance, and Anna showed up.
But she obviously... I mean, I asked her, and she
you
said, come out.
You will ruin date night fast. Yeah. I mean, I
well,
that.
Here's the thing. I asked her, I said, you know, oh, is it just you and him? And she said, yeah. And I go, well, I don't want to infringe. And she's like, no, come out. We already had dinner. Like, we've been out. You know, they live together, so they see each other a lot. So... I was like, okay, I'll come out. So
that,
I did.
That relationship's not healthy.
I fucked up. It's okay.
Yeah, you didn't fuck up. You were invited.
Yeah, but I should have known. It's one of those, like, I think I was courtesy invited, and I should have just fucking not
gone. You were courtesy invited,
gone.
And then that pissed him off because he was going to be, like, you know, trying to get, you know, get her in a buffalo stance later that night,
yeah.
And you're probably fucking up his whole fucking stuff.
Yeah.
I want to go ice skating. And,
yeah, probably.
Well, he wanted to get her drunk and slip her a fucking Mickey so he could blast
and
her.
And he was just like, I don't know. He was just kind of drunk and just not.
Is that within that tent there at Curtis Six?
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, it was around there. So all it was just kind of a weird night. I went home. And
what
then,
time did you go home? When you went home, or did you cry?
No, I didn't cry. I was just kind of like annoyed. But I went home. It was great.
What time did you get home Saturday night?
Like, I was at home by like 11:10:45.
Okay.
Like, and not
then,
late at all.
And then yesterday you were supposed to be, you know, be like the
yesterday
third wheel.
Yesterday was kick ass, Bubba. I wake up. I'm like, I'm about to slay the day. Wake up. I'm like, oh shit, I only have 25 minutes to run. I'm going to run as fast as I can. So I just ran like the fastest I've ever run in my life for 25 minutes. Get
where?
A good workout. Just like around my neighborhood.
Right.
And then I went to Tampa to this cute place called Migalitos.
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 Yeah.
It's Migalitos.
Migalitos.
Right.
And they just had a kick-ass brunch.
But you met all your little friends.
Yeah. Well, it was just the three of us. And they had $3 Proseccos, and they were fat drinks. And I was just guzzling them down.
So just you and
just getting
three,
fucking wasted.
You and three of your girlfriends?
There's three of us total, so me and two others.
You and two, no, just straight girlfriends?
Just straight girls.
Now, these girls, you know, dating or married?
Oh, yeah. I got a video, actually, and I should put it on the Bubba Instagram. It was me looking at their rings, and I'm like, ooh, let me see your ring. Ooh, let me see your ring. And then I, like, show my ring, which I don't have, and it's just dry hands.
What
it's just
mean?
Really sad.
Just dry man hands.
Yeah, just dry man hands.
Chewed off fingernails.
Yeah, for sure.
And they got beautiful, you know,
well manicured.
Yeah, with big fucking rocks.
With husbands and fiancés and shit. But whatever. So, you know how I resolve that? I just keep drinking more, Bubba. That's how that works. You go, oh, that made me a little sad. And then I just go, oh, I just start drinking some more.
Now, do they think, you, like, when you go to the bathroom, they're like, man, poor girl.
Yeah, that's why they
no, I think
her.
Some of them envy me, to be honest with you.
Oh, they're like, oh, this bitch is free. She can do what she wants.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, one was kind of happy to be in her situation. The other one, I think, maybe not so much.
Really?
Yeah, but
I bet you the one with the bigger rock is the least happy.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Now, are they cute, and are their significant others cute?
They're cute.
But their significant others not so much. Now, when you guys get together, do they talk about fucking?
Like, of course. What do we talk about? Like, we talk about fucking, scissoring, jet skiing.
No, but hold on.
Squirting.
No, that means you didn't. Or do they talk about, like, oh, yeah.
You talk about balls.
My husband, my boyfriend, my, you know, whatever. Fred really fucked me good. I mean, they obviously have significant others, correct?
Yeah, they do.
And oh, so, that dick felt so good.
But, yeah, but what I'm saying is, like,
no one talks like that.
Do do they talk about that at all? Like when you three girls get together,
that
are you like
hitting that wall so nice?
I got a good Rogering from Fred last night.
Oh god.
You don't get a good nothing. Like you don't get. I mean,
but
do
no
they?
One talks like
but do they say to you, Anna? Like, don't you miss the dick?
Why are we whispering?
I don't know.
Because we're in a restaurant.
I got
it's brunch, yeah.
And I got eyelid.
Other bitches looking at
and
us.
And this kid's around.
Like, hey, honey. I mean, yeah. Lisa.
Yeah.
Does Fred really give it to you? Is he really? You know.
Oh yeah.
And
he hits them walls.
Now, Anna, do you ever tell them that you're the guy that you work for has his own technique? Does that ever come up? And
yeah, they already know. I mean, they know who you are.
They do.
Yeah, one of them listens to the show avidly.
Really?
Of course.
What does she think about me? Be honest, like as a girl. Like, you know, what is she? What she, is she?
Well, she was the one that told me, she's like, what has Bubba been doing? He looks dialed in when you were getting all your work from Dan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you know, he started dyeing a little bit of the hair and he's getting fixed up. And she was like, Bubba looks great. That's what she said.
Like, if she didn't have a guy, you think she'd fuck
me? Yeah.
For real?
No.
Oh.
is that your one friend?
No, like, so, you know, honest to God,
yeah,
you're saying
met her before.
If she was single,
yeah,
and she don't think she'd fuck me.
She
already made a comment that I looked pretty good.
She did, yeah. I don't know how compatible you guys would be, but she definitely said that noticed that you're looking good.
Yeah, but compatibility and fucking.
Yeah, fucking with the two finger.
That's where you get it wrong, Anna. You don't have to be compatible.
Does she want to be in control of everything?
No. Oh. No, she's
not. You know,
I can't be
with a chick that thinks she's
no,
in
but
control.
She like wants like to communicate and have...
I'll communicate. What time you coming over
then
what time are you leaving? What time are you coming over? And you know you got to be out of here by 6 because I am like Bubba fucking Chivo. I'll be slobbering over myself.
Yeah.
I got to time it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
But yeah, it was a great day. And then I went until about 6 p.m.
Did you get too drunk to drive?
No. I mean, I was drunk, but then, you know, I stopped drinking and a couple hours later I drove home. It was fine. Happy days.
Got home at 6?
Got home about 6:30. Yeah.
P.m.?
P.M., yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then do you start, you know, at that point?
Then I ravagely opened the fridge and just went fucking ham because I really hadn't eaten all day.
Just
except
drinking?
For brunch.
Just drinking?
Yeah, I was drinking a lot of brunch and I kind of filled myself up on champagne.
Now, is brunch, you know, in Tampa at this particular place, was it a, you know, was
it so good.
Yeah, Megalitos is known for a pretty good brunch.
It's
yeah.
very Instagrammable, which I realize is the ticket to success.
Yep.
What do you mean?
If you have a lot, because I recognized a lot of the, like, what do you call it? The decorations or the, like, the interior design, they'll have like a sign or something and people will like hashtag it. So I'll see it with like people I know, but I don't know where it is. And then all of a sudden I'll go to a place or a few places. I went to this place called Haiku as well. And I'm like, oh shit, this is where all the Instagram hoes take pictures at.
Yeah,
so.
They'll have like a wall of like, it'll be like, leaves and it'll have like something written in it. Yeah.
Yeah, like you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And
all the chicks take pictures of
it. And they're just like, yes, man. So I'm like, fuck, that's the ticket to success is you got to have shit that's Instagrammable.
There you go. That's why we're not making it. We don't have anything that's Instagrammable.
Yeah, we do. We have.
What? What the fuck do we got?
Oh, well, Bree got me.
He's not. We got a little kid who is not Instagrammable.
Oh.
We got me that's not Instagrammable. We got you that's not Instagrammable. No. We got Blitz who fucking hates everything. We got Lummy who's dumb as fucking the day is long. And the only person we have that's Instagrammable is Dan. And you know, there you go.
And sometimes those Instagrams get pulled down.
Yeah.
So yeah, brunch was pretty wild.
How about Reagan? Did you see her all weekend?
Yeah, I saw her. She's good. She's good.
I got a feeling that it's not good with you two right now.
No, it is good with us. We actually get along really well. I feel like sometimes, you know, when you kind of separate a little bit and then you see each other finally.
But this roommate shit's really stressing you out.
Well, yeah, because you know, I think she is moving out soon, so. I've been thinking about starting up a business.
Oh God, this again.
Hold on. What?
Honestly, because
I don't want to have another roommate when she's gone. So I've been thinking about starting up a business.
What?
Growing mushrooms.
Oh my God.
Even Jesus popped on that.
Oh, he did.
Now, you're talking about in her bedroom?
Yeah. Now I know that you only need like a, you know, 1 foot by 2 foot.
You need a Tupperware.
Square foot, you know, fish tank or whatever. But I'm just thinking like maybe I could have like a little shrine or I don't know. little office slash recording studio slash mushroom garden, and then grow mushrooms and then be a drug dealer. And then I'll have enough money to live by myself.
Well, what's the difference in money? Like,
it's significant and it's going up more and more every year.
I understand. But like, what part, well, how much does she pay now? 500, 600,
like 750 before utilities.
All right, so if you were to, you got to make up like $800 extra.
At least, if more, I would say 9.
Have you thought about relocating?
Selling my body. What?
Have you thought about relocating to a one bedroom?
Yes, but that's more expensive. Yeah. So, Bubba, because I've been kind of grandfathered in because I've been in the same place so long, I looked up the one bedrooms in my apartment complex, and they're $300 more for a one bedroom than the two bedroom I live in now for like $1,450.
I know, but how much longer are you locked into that rate? Or forever, as long as you stay there.
Till May. But they'll bump it up $100, and then I always haggle them down to like just a $40, $50 increase.
You haggling.
Of course. That's what I do.
Why don't you just move in with Blitz?
Huh? Move in with Blitz?
Yeah, yeah.
Where am I going to grow my mushrooms?
Well, hold on. If you wanted to grow mushrooms, I would have him grow them because he can fucking probably far
the
better.
The mushroom whisperer, well, I know.
Anything that he does correctly. He'll have it all fucking researched.
What, I got
He'll
YouTubes.
Have the right,
I can figure it out.
Yeah, but you know, you probably have to have some equipment all fucking rigged
up
and
I'll
shit.
Just look
I probably
it up.
Already have it all.
Yeah.
What do I need? Some fucking
Your
lights?
Answer's right in front of you, but you're just such a hard-headed
bitch.
Yeah,
you need lights to grow mushrooms.
You're such a hard-headed bitch.
I don't know. I'll figure it out. I haven't really started researching yet, but I will. How are we going to fucking
You're
going
to be stressed out, too.
What? My Maybe, mushroom business?
Because you're 800 of the... I mean, you're not going to be able to go 2 or 3 months. You know, at 800... At 800...
A clip?
A clip. At, you know, 3 months, that's, you know, $2,500.
Yeah.
In 3 months, mm-hmm. you are going to be hooking.
Yep.
Shit.
Went from not fucking, not
fucking
even...
Fucking that dick for money!
Hold on, you went from... You're going to go from not fucking, you know, like in life...
to fucking like it's my job.
To, like it's going to be your job
it
to fuck.
It is
going to
be my job.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even know how much you could get.
That's...
Dick in the mouth, roof over
mean.
The head.
Get down
dick
Nebraska.
In the mouth, roof over the head.
Fuck. Let's go, Brandon. Things
I mean,
aren't good.
You don't even give away put... I mean, you don't even like... You don't. I can't even fucking.
What?
Saying.
I don't give away my pussy for free.
Well, no, you don't even give away your pussy for nothing.
I know it's locked
a
in
guy
a box.
Could, a guy could come to you and be like, "Hey, I'll give you $800 to fuck you."
Yeah.
And you'd be like, "Ew." Yeah. Ew. But you do a couple of those, man. Next thing you know, fucking rent ain't nothing.
I know. I would like to live alone at some point. I think it's probably what's best for me in society.
Is living alone?
Yeah.
Are you that fucked up?
Yeah.
But I don't look at you that. See, like, I look at you, you know, here's the thing. Okay. I look at you normal, but not sexual.
Right.
Meaning, like, you're just...
A human.
You just don't like to fuck. But you like to fuck, and eventually you'll like to fuck, but it's just
I
not
may never fuck
right
again.
Now. No,
and
you'll
I've come
fuck.
To terms with that.
I could never even picture not fucking again.
Could you imagine?
No way. Like, it's not even an option.
Hey, I'm not happy about it.
I'll even go after big girls before I stop fucking.
Yeah. A
couple slump busters.
Take that back.
Exactly.
So, like, Anna, you're not even, like, you're cute. You're fucking got a lot going on for you. You don't even want to fuck.
I do, but I don't know. A large part of the conversation yesterday revolved around me possibly having a broken brain, so.
You think?
Yes.
Because they're fucking, both of those
girls.
They got guys.
So I think my brain just broken. And I mean, it was at one point, one of my friends was like, maybe you should talk to a therapist. I'm like, that's a great idea.
Yeah, like, so what if you went to a therapist? What would you say? I just don't like to fuck?
Be like, can you turn me into a fucking machine? Because I don't know what's going on.
And it's only going to take one guy to really give it to you good.
Yeah.
You know, like.
What would happen? I mean, would I lose my essence? Would I be, like, happy?
I wish.
Would I be just, like, bubbly and excited about
But
life?
You're bubbly and excited now, but I think it would just give you a whole nother sense of euphoria.
Yeah, I think so, too.
If you were fucking.
Yeah, I'm tired of fucking myself.
But here's the deal. But you overthink the process.
You think? Yeah, I know. I got lots of issues. So what? Maybe
but
I'll go to therapy.
We're all... I don't think you can even go to therapy with
no,
them.
No, I'm a therapist.
So what would they, if the woman said or the man said, listen, you know, I appreciate you wanting to find true love, but I think you're probably, you know, a little bit, your demands are a little high for what you want,
mm-hmm.
and you need to give the average guy some pussy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the actual diagnosis or not. But
I've had people tell me that every day of my life.
What?
Just your standards are too high and...
Give the average guy some pussy.
Yeah.
And you're acting like that pussy, like as soon as it gets hit, it gets broken. Like, no. Yeah, that shit's resilient.
Yeah, it takes a lot to break a pussy.
I guarantee you, Lummy is already smashing Ashley's pussy, and it popped out a fucking watermelon.
Sure did.
And she gets smashed right back.
Yeah, the thing about it is, you just get emotionally all fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, I get emotionally involved. Oh. So, I don't know. I haven't slept with a lot of guys that many, so every time I do, it's
less
like
than
a big
10.
Deal. Oh, yeah, 6 is my number.
I know, and for being 35, most 35... 34.
Thank you.
Most of them probably have been with a dozen guys.
Sure.
And it's not bad. You're looking at, like, you know, all guys have, you know, like the cooties. When you got to let them in, you got to let that dick in.
Oh.
or a woman's mouth in. You got to let something in besides what you're doing.
Besides Cheez-Its.
That's what she's.
You're eating them wrong.
You know what? I think. Wow. I think she's into stuffing her pussy full of food.
Probably. That's where half it goes.
Yeah.
Not my pussy.
Yeah,
I want a cheesy puss.
I don't know. We don't.
Extra toasty.
We've not been able to figure out what you need, and so what you need might be something we're not even fucking, like, it's not even on our fucking. Blitz, it's not even on our radars.
No.
I've never heard. Blitz, did you hear about that girl? She likes to eat with her pussy. What do you mean? She doesn't fuck. She doesn't like guys. She doesn't like girls.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to. She puts food in her pussy.
Right. She cut her puss with a fork the other day.
Yeah. Like,
poking the shit,
you know, she squishes. You know what we thought she squished with her feet and hands?
Mm-hmm.
But she really squishes eclairs with her pussy.
Oh, wow.
Shoves them in there.
Yeah.
She just kegels them in, like, bam, bam, mm-hmm. bam. And then she digs it out and then cleans it.
Nice.
I bet you she's got the best taste in pussy of all.
No, it tastes like fucking glazed donut.
Oh, yeah.
How
crispy.
Fast
That's why
would
they
you
call
wanna,
me Krispy Kreme.
How fast would you want to eat a girl out if her pussy really did taste like a donut?
Hot and ready?
Oh, the hot and ready ones?
My God. I got to go on that one.
Chumped
your girl
up.
Talk,
you got to jerk it, or you got to poop?
Actually, I have had
gotta
diarrhea.
Got to get some Krispy Kreme.
I almost took a picture of my diarrhea explosion today.
Oh.
Why didn't you?
Because it looked like abstract art the way it was.
Like, what are you,
can we post diarrhea on TikTok?
No.
I don't think we can.
Oh.
But I'll tell you what we can do is we can post this fucking podcast in less than an hour
because
I'm out of here. Everybody, thanks for listening to this or downloading this. It's been a very insightful show.
It has been.
And we'll see you when we see you.
Bye.
Thank you so much.